A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I am this morning reminding my listener of the three strategies to maximize your destiny, three-point strategy to maximize your life, your destiny, to be the best that God has designed you to be in life and in destiny. My listener must understand that nothing just happens, and it does not matter the intention of God for your life and for your destiny. If you don't do something about those intentions, they never come to fulfillment or materialization. Notwithstanding the prophecies gone forth concerning you, notwithstanding the word that had been spoken concerning you, if you don't rise up and do something about it, nothing happens. What are these three-step strategies or three-point strategies to maximize your life, to maximize your destiny? By way of reminder, strategy number one, find your purpose. You are here on assignment. You are here for a purpose. And it is important for you to find the purpose for which you are here. Why am I here? What is the reason for my living? Why am I on this planet? Why am I planted into this family and into at such a time as this? Why am I here? There is a purpose. There is a reason for everything in your life. God does nothing without a purpose. And so the man who will succeed, who will maximize his life, must first find out the purpose for being where he is at the moment, the purpose for being in this class, the purpose for being on this planet, the purpose why you were born. Find out that purpose. It is important. If you don't find your purpose, you will help another man to pursue or to fulfill his own purpose. A man who has nowhere to go will follow others, will be an appendage in other people's journey. You will merely accompany others to arrive at their own destination in life if you don't have a purpose, if you don't know why you are here. In John chapter number 18, verse number 37, Pilate asked the Lord Jesus, "Are you a king then?" Said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason why I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." So Jesus knew why he was born. He said, "My purpose for coming is to testify to the truth. That is my purpose, and that's why I am here." And so the number one of the three-point strategy to maximize your life is to find your purpose. Why am I here? Why am I living? Find that purpose. Purpose is the reason for your living, the reason why you are here. Purpose answers the question, why? Strategy number two, forget the past. Do not forget our scriptures that we read in Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 18. The word of God says, "Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past." It is important for any man who will maximize his destiny to forget the past, to forget the former things, and not to dwell on the past. A man who dwells on the past will not be forgiven. It will be unforgiven. Look at the story of Joseph. Joseph did not dwell on the past. He did not dwell, he did not reside in his past. And that was the reason why he was willing and able to forgive his brothers. It appeared he did it without any stress. Why? Because Joseph was not dwelling in the past. His brothers cringed when he introduced and announced himself, "I am Joseph." Fear gripped them because they remembered what they did to Joseph in the past. But Joseph told them, "Don't worry. God sent me here for such a time as this. This is the purpose why God had sent me here. You sold me, but God sent me." Joseph saw their selling as God's sending. And so a man may be selling you, it may be God sending you. A man may be doing evil to you, it may be God. It may be God building up your spiritual stamina. A man may throw problems at you, it may be God using these problems to build you up emotionally and spiritually. So nothing just happens. And so Joseph forgot and he forgave the past. A man who dwells in the past does not forgive others in his past. And so there is the need for you to forgive others in your past, those who hurt you, those who stood against you, those who testified against you and lied against you, those who stood on your way. There is the need for you to forgive them if you must not dwell on the past. That scripture says, do not dwell on the past. Forget about yesterday. Forget about the past. It is very important for a man of destiny to forget completely about the past. Do not forget, you are a product of your past, but don't be a prisoner of the past. So number 2 point in the strategy to maximize your life and destiny is to forget the past. Don't forget, number 1, find your purpose. Number 2, forget the past. And number 3, face the future. Pursue your future. To face the future is to pursue the future. Pursuit is very germane to success in life and in destiny. To maximizing your destiny, you must pursue your destiny. You must face the future. Facing the future simply means pursuing the future. Pursue, run with the future. Pursue the future, run with it. Paul the Apostle asked, do you not know that those who run in a race run all, or all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And so a man of pursuit is a man who runs in order to obtain. Run the race of life in order to obtain the prize of destiny. To maximize your life, to maximize your destiny, run the race of life. Pursue your purpose. Pursue your dream. Pursue your goals. Give it what it takes to arrive at the place that God has destined for your life. Do not forget, God has promised you wonderful things, but you must pursue those things. If God has promised you a great harvest, you must go to clear the ground, cultivate your ground, plant your seed, water the seed, weed the farm, and then get out when the crops are ready for harvest. Go out and harvest. You cannot afford to fold your arms and sleep and be claiming the promises of God. God has given a great promise. It will happen in my life. And whereas you are not doing anything, just folding your arms and watch life slide into failure and mediocrity. Do something. Pursue your purpose. Pursue your goals. Pursue your vision. Pursue your destiny. A man of destiny is a man on the run. Never forget, a lion wakes up in the morning and he knows he must outrun the fastest gazelle or die of hunger. In the same vein, a gazelle wakes up and he knows he must outrun the fastest lion or die a prey. And so whether you are a lion in life or a gazelle, you just must be running. Pursue your purpose. Pursue your destiny. Be a lion. You belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. So be a lion. Run to obtain. And you will obtain all that God has destined and designed for you in the precious name of Jesus. And so be armed with this 3-point strategy to maximize your life. Find your purpose. Forget the past and face the future. You can never arrive at the future you fail or refuse to pursue. If you don't pursue that future, you never get there. So rise up and pursue the future. Rise up and pursue your purpose. Pursue your dream. Pursue your goals. Forget about the past and you will soon get there by the Spirit of the living God. And never ever forget, the future starts now. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray again this morning. Father, I receive the grace to forget the former things and not to dwell on my past. I receive that grace to forget the losses of yesterday, the disappointment of yesterday, the hurts of yesterday, the failure of yesterday. I receive the grace to forget the success, not to dwell on the success of the past, not to dwell on the glories of yesterday. I receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I receive grace to forget the past and to move past it in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to pray. Say, Father, I break myself free from every every friend, every association, and everything that distracts me from my future. Whatever distracts me from my future, I break free from it, from that person, from that thing that distracts me from my future, that distracts me from my purpose. I receive the grace to break myself free from such distractions in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for answering me in Jesus' precious name. Receive the grace now to pursue your purpose, to pursue your goals, to pursue your dreams. I receive the grace to pursue my destiny, to pursue my purpose, to pursue my dream. I receive the grace to run as a lion and to obtain my dream and my destiny in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace to run and to obtain my dream, to obtain my purpose. I receive the grace to run, to pursue my destiny and to arrive at destiny, to arrive at that destiny. I receive the grace to run and to obtain in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. I ask that grace be released unto you this hour in the name that is above all names, to not only identify your purpose, but to pursue that purpose with strength. I ask that grace be imparted to you to pursue your dreams and to run and obtain in the name of Jesus. You will run as a lion and you will obtain your dreams, your desires, and your expectations in the name of Jesus. I ask for grace to break free from everything that distracts you from your future, anything that won't let you face your future, face your dream. The grace to break yourself free from it is released to you now in the name of Jesus. Receive the grace not to dwell on the past, but to move past the past in the name of Jesus. May you obtain everything you run after in the name of Jesus. May you arrive at your destination to the praise of the glory of the name of the Lord in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral tomorrow. Promises to be great, and the Lord bless you as you attend. Time for this service is 8 a.m. You may wish to join the service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts for your question, your comment, for your counseling needs or testimony. Get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.